Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good evening once again, everyone, from San Juan College. I'm Scott Micklin with this KSJE On the Road program. We are once again bringing you some of the sights and sounds from the annual Luminaria display here at San Juan College. It's a little after 8:30, currently 30 degrees outside from my vantage point here at the Educational Services Building. And we've got a lot to show you and share with you for this update from the Luminaria program. So stay tuned for more in just a moment. This is KSJE On the Road.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911-SAVE-A-LIFE.com.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
And we're back here at San Juan College for the San Juan College Luminaria display. As I mentioned earlier this evening, KSJE's Megan Cullip and Scott Duran are out and about talking to some of the folks who are enjoying the sights and sounds of the Luminaria display. And let's go out to them and see who they've caught up with this hour for us.
Joining me now at the 45th annual Luminaria is Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Stay warm.
All right, so how many years have you been out to Luminarias?
Man, since I was a kid, so the 80s, something like that.
Since the 80s?
Yeah, for a while.
All right.
Yeah, since I can, as early as I can remember them, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the evening?
I like getting together with people and sipping on some hot coffee and just kind of talking to everybody, you know, meeting people and catching up with them.
Yeah, you're a very gregarious guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great community event, so it's wonderful to, like, get involved and talk to everybody and, yeah, find out whose kids loaded the bags full of sand, stuff like that.
Sure. And what is one of your hopes going into the new year, Daniel?
Just to have a great time, you know, and have a lot of happiness, maybe a lot of traveling and meeting good people.
Excellent. Well, have a great evening.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Daniel. And we'll give you some views from our drone footage here at the San Juan College Luminaria display. Thank you, San Juan College Media Services, for providing these great shots up in the air, a vantage point that we haven't really seen too much of until now.
Joining me here at the 45th annual Luminaria is Margaret Clare. Margaret, what do you do for San Juan College?
I am the director of public arts events.
And I love your public arts events, just a shout out that they're wonderful and you've done a lot for this town. And you're doing a lot tonight because what do you got in your hand here?
I have my little lighter. I'm actually a relighter. So I am scoping the whole area, looking for those dark bags, and then I'm lighting them up.
Love it. You're keeping the event going because we're going like until midnight, I think,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, midnight.
So how many years have you been involved in Luminarias?
This is my first year actually doing anything for Luminarias.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your favorite part of the night?
Being here, actually. It's a beautiful night. It's kind of zen, just walking around slowly, looking for the dark bags, and then, you know, lighting them up and seeing people in the dark. The stars are kind of out, so it's just a great night here.
It is a wonderful night here. And last question, what is one of your hopes going into the new year?
Probably the same hope that millions of people have, and that's that we can reconcile and we can find some more peace in the world.
Yeah, me too. That's my hope as well. Well, thank you so much, Margaret.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Megan. And thank you for joining us on this KSJE On the Road program. We're going to include a little bit of music here with our images from our drone flying over the displays and some of the other images here. So we will stop talking and let you enjoy some of the sights from the Luminaria display 2023 at San Juan College.
Me now, I have Tyler, Kellen, Robin, and Mark. How you guys doing? How many years have you been out to the Luminarias?
We've been coming since before 2005. The kids went to the college daycare and they actually would put sand in the bags.
Wow, so you guys did the hard labor. There's like 27,000 bags out here.
Did you single-handedly do it?
Yes.
So what's your favorite part of the evening?
Probably just seeing what designs that they do and seeing all the pretty lights and walking around and just enjoying the evening.
Absolutely. The designs are pretty cool. And the last question is, what is one of your big hopes going into the new year?
That this baby comes out.
Can't wait for the baby to come out. You guys are the grandparents?
Yes, we are.
How excited are you?
Very excited. First grandbaby.
First grandbaby.
Yes. Well, congratulations. Hope that goes well. And enjoy your evening, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Megan, thank you very much. That's Megan Cullip, of course, talking with some of the folks who are here, along with Scott Duran from KSJE, some of the folks who are out here enjoying the 2023 Luminaria display. This is KSJE On the Road, and we are with you this evening. We'll be providing hourly updates on the Luminarias here at San Juan College. As you saw earlier, the line of cars has not decreased whatsoever. And so if you are in line waiting to come and see the Luminaria display, the cars are moving through, and so you will be able to take a look here as you get on campus to see some of the many, many displays. Let's go back to Megan.
Joining me here at the 45th Annual Luminaria is Michael, Tomas, and Jaden. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Doing pretty well.
Doing good tonight.
Good.
So how many years have you guys been out to the Luminarias?
This is my second year.
This is my third year.
This is like my fourth year.
Oh, awesome. So what is your favorite part of the evening?
Oh, I'm just walking around.
Yeah. I just like enjoying the scenery and seeing everybody together with their family.
Yeah, I like the scenery too as well. I like the Luminarias that are lit up too.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right? So what is a hope that you have going into the new year, Michael?
Just become academically successful.
Academically successful?
Just putting myself forward. I plan to go into the Air Force, so just to go far with that.
I think I'm just doing probably better in college and just bettering myself as well.
Sure. So bettering ourselves, that's a great hope for the new year. Well, you guys have a great night. Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And we'll share with you some more images from the Luminaria displays here at San Juan College. Again, from our drone footage, you can kind of see, of course, the electric luminaria is on the tops of the buildings. But then, of course, you've got to look down at the small points of light, and each one of those is a candle that has had to be lit and maybe in some cases relit by the small army of volunteers who is out and about throughout the campus to make sure that none of the luminarias go out throughout the display this evening. And that is why, as Margaret Clare said, she and others like her who are volunteering their time are out making sure that the lights stay lit for the entire evening, 6 hours, basically, 6 p.m. to midnight, that the luminarias are open to the public tonight here at San Juan College. Thank you.
We're out here at the 45th annual Luminaria display. Guys, how many years have you been to the Luminarias?
It's actually our first year here.
Yeah. First year.
Yeah. All right. Well, I saw you guys taking pictures over here. So what's your favorite part of the evening?
Everything, the lights. It's like how it's like dark and
I really love the designs that they made all over here. It's really cool.
Yeah, the designs are cool. The aesthetics, that's a perfect way to put it. So what is one of your hopes going into the new year?
Anybody can answer.
Like in general?
In general, yeah. Hope going into the new year.
I hope to, I want to travel, meet new people, like new friends. Yeah.
Sure.
Travel and new friends. Yeah. What about you?
I just kind of hope I like, you know, work a little harder this year. Kind of just, you know, make more money, I guess.
Work harder and make more money. That's a good one. That's one of my hopes for the new year's too. Anybody else hope for the new year?
I just hope that America gets in control.
Hopes that America gets in control. I think we all hope that. So you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you all very, very much. And we are here all evening tonight at the San Juan College Luminaria display. It is about 8:48, 30 degrees outside. A beautiful evening, as has been said, to drive through or walk through the Luminaria display here at San Juan College. And we thank you for joining us, of course. This is KSJE On the Road. We'll be back with more in about less than an hour from now, about 9:30, right here on Facebook and our KSJE YouTube page, KSJE On the Road. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.